This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first of our big summer holiday weekends is nearly upon us this weekend, and anglers and boaters will be heading out in droves, so be careful out there when you're on our lakes. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as I said, the boating season officially kicks off this weekend, and it is also National Safe Boating Week, and the Department of Natural Resources is reminding boat anglers and operators to wear life jackets and stay sober while on the water this boating season. Now, statistics compiled by the DNR's Office of Law Enforcement show that there were 77 boating-related accidents on Illinois waters in 2014, and this resulted in 54 injuries and 20 fatalities. During the past 5 years, Illinois has had an annual average of 95 boating accidents, resulting in 67 injuries and 19 fatalities. Annual boating accident statistics are compiled based on the fiscal year of October 1st. Through September 30th. And Illinois Conservation Police officers in 2014 made 159 arrests for boaters operating under the influence and a 38% increase in OUI arrests from 2013. And IDNR statistics indicate 6 of the 20 boating-related fatalities in Illinois last year involved alcohol or drug impairment, while 14 of those who died in boating accidents may have survived had they worn a life jacket or other personal flotation devices. The DNR will be out in full force this coming weekend, and keep in mind this is a time to be extra safe. We've got we should always be safe, but there's going to be lots of boats on the water this weekend, so be extra careful out there. Also, if you're a deer hunter, the second deer permit lottery is now underway. Resident and non-resident deer hunters may apply for the second lottery drawing for 2015 Illinois firearm, deer, and muzzleloader only permits. Non-residents applications can also be submitted now. It began May 5th. The deadline to apply for the second lottery is June 30th. And for more information, you can see the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That website again is www.dnr.illinois.gov, and you can apply there. And keep in mind that wings shooting clinics are now underway. Wings shooting clinics will be conducted again this spring, summer, and fall in Illinois and IDNR sites, cooperating gun clubs, and hunting preserves. Most clinics are conducted on weekends, and wing shooting clinics for youths ages 10 to 15 and women provide instruction on safely firing a shotgun at a moving target with reasonable reliability. Hunter wing shooting clinics are hands-on and include extensive live fire at a variety of clay target presentations on sporting clays courses specifically designed for teaching typical hunting situations. For this year's wing shooting clinic schedule and more information, you can again see the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And the Two Rivers Annual Fishing Fair, part of Free Fishing Days, is quickly approaching. The 24th Annual Two Rivers Family Fishing Fair will be held at Pierre Marquette State Park, as it has for 24 years, I guess, near Grafton from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 6th. This is part of Free Fishing Days, and the free event and features fun for children and families. If you need more details on this, you can give them a call at area code 618-786-3323, or you can check the DNR website again. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. We still got some terrific fishing in each of Illinois' three large core lakes. Lake Shelbyville is still at about 596 or 4 foot low, so be extra careful out there. Several boats have hit the sandbar due south of the Eagle boat ramp. It's not marked, so beware. Neither the sandbar due south of the railroad bridge. Both are only a few inches under the water. Now this week, water temperatures shot up to about 70 to 73 degrees, and the crappie have come in shallow all over the lake. Anglers are fishing about 6 to 10 foot of depth over brush about halfway down with live bait on the north end, and about 12 feet down over deeper brush on the south end since it's so clear and much deeper. The spawn is a lot further along on the north end, and many of the crappie have already dropped their eggs. The crappie fishing is very good, and they're getting limits in about a half day, so this is the time to go if you're a crappie fisherman. Now, if you're looking for walleye, try pulling bottom bouncers or spinners on the drops from the mid-lake to maybe the north end. You can also cast jig spinners and a twister, or throw maybe a blade bait. The fish are very scattered and not really up on the flats yet. This week's rain should help bring the lake up, and the best walleye fishing really isn't expected to happen for a couple of weeks. For now, probably the crappie fishing is probably the best bet. You can catch a few bass, but it's not been that good as of yet. At Carlisle Lake, action has been fair for catfish. Cut bait, leeches, and cheese baits are yielding some of the better action. The crappie fishing, however, is excellent. The crappie are coming in now. The best bite seems to be at about a foot to a foot and a half deep. Try using minnows or maybe tube jigs. Both are working very well. The white bass action has been poor in the main lake. Not seeing much whites on the lake yet. Best bets for whites is in the river. And the sauger bite, still poor. Only sauger that's come in so far has been coming from the river. Now, in the river, down in the spillway area, catfish are being caught on cheese baits. Cut shad and leeches are rated fair. Bluegill are also rated fair on waxworms and mealworms. And the crappie bite is good. They're starting to see some nice crappie coming in from the spillway. The best bite has been with minnows or tube jigs, and the sauger bite has been good as well. The sauger are very active in the tailwater now, and even the white bass, they're being caught on curly tails and swimming minnows, and they're both rated good. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, more good fishing reported. Largemouth bass are rated good here. Worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinnerbaits are yielding some pretty good fish in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. They're also fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. Reports of fish are being coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. The crappie bite is also rated good. Jigs are working well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs are probably one of the better jigs. Small, medium minnows are also yielding fish, or even catching a few on mealworms. And lately, most of the fishermen have been in the bushes fishing the shallow water areas. And the bluegill bite rated fair on crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms, and small jigs. Try fishing in the backs of the necks or the flat, shallow banks along the rocks. Try fishing the shallows with crickets, worms, or small jigs. The Sailboat Harbor has been a great shoreline spot, and the channel catfish, excellent. All types of live and commercial baits working right now, particularly in the Waltonville Dam area, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use areas, all yielding good action. Try setting your line 3 to 4 foot to fish over the rocks, or try leeches in moving water. Drift fish over the flats as well. And the white bass rated fair on jigs and curly tail grubs and inline spinners in the shallow bays near the brushy cover and bushes. They're fishing along the rocks and drop-offs. The reports of fish are coming also from near the 154 bridges. So we've got a lot of great fishing going on our local lakes, as well as our big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And the time is now, if you're a crappie fisherman, get out and enjoy some of this terrific action. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.